how to recognize and overcome loneliness in the midst of COVID-19 craziness. Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching today. So 2 days ago, I'm on my driveway and I'm shoveling snow because it snowed a whole bunch. I'm creating a path for the van. And then I heard someone yell, "Hey, Ken!" And I look up and across the street was my neighbor and he was shoveling his driveway too. And he's going like this, "Hey, Ken, we're social distancing." And that was the first time I heard the term. Never heard of social distancing. Now I hear it everywhere online or see it. Another term that we are hearing a lot about is self-isolation. And we're hearing it as though it's a virtue, a good thing. And of course it is, because we have to prevent the spread of the virus or the threat of it anyways. So I understand that and I get that. But that doesn't come naturally to us. We're created by God for community. And so in times of crisis, what we want to do and we have tendencies to do is just reach out to our family, to our friends, to our parish community, because that's what naturally comes to us. It doesn't come naturally to just withdraw. Even for myself, as an extreme introvert, we're made for connection. And so what happens when we withdraw from these social contacts? We leave ourselves vulnerable to loneliness. And loneliness is not the same thing as being alone. And we need to make that distinction before we can overcome it. For example, Jesus. There's many times where Jesus withdrew and he was alone, but he never experienced loneliness. There's many times that he went into solitude, but he wasn't in isolation. So that's a key point that we have to remember. Now, what are signs of loneliness? You feel alone in the world. You feel nobody seems to care about who you are, how you feel, what you're going through, or where you are headed. You are uncomfortable in silence. You feel inadequate in stillness because you must prove your worth. And you have a compulsion to stay busy because we're running from the pain inside. Loneliness is a diabolical lie that says you are alone, you are unloved, and you are inadequate. And how are we to overcome these diabolical lies of loneliness? Basically, we need God. He has to be part of the solution. Now, it's easy for me to say, oh, you need God to get over loneliness. But practically, how? How can we invite God into that problem, into those wounds? I'm going to suggest 4 ways that can help. Number one, recall. We recall the presence of God. And how practically do we do that? Well, 3 ways. One, we recall that his presence is holding everything together. So he holds things together. Number two, he sees all things. So nothing is missed. And number three, he's within us. So simply placing our mind upon these truths will help. So that the first thing is recall. The second thing is call. So you call upon his name. How do you do that? Well, you say the name of Jesus. I would increase vocally out loud, because the name of Jesus is different than every other recorded name in history. The name of Jesus is the revealed name of God, second person of the Trinity. And when you say his name, a couple things we have to remember, his presence is there. Why? Because the church teaches the name of Jesus contains the presence of the person it signifies. So when you say my name, you just have an image of a good-looking Catholic speaker. You just have an image of me. I'm kidding. You just have an image of me. You say the name of a friend. You just have an image of them. But when you say the name of Jesus, you might have an image of him. Yes. But his presence is there. The name of Jesus contains the presence of the person it signifies. So in other words, you're not alone. And so you recall, then you call, then you 3, quote. And what does I mean by quote? You quote scripture. And so pick a scripture that combats loneliness, memorize it, and call it to mind during the day. And that's important, because every time we have these feelings of loneliness rising up, we have to remind ourselves of the truth. And it's important to fix our minds on the truth, because as our mind goes, our life is sure to follow. It's impossible to have a godly life and a godless mind. So our mind needs to be going upon truth. And so if we're believing diabolical lies that say we're alone, unloved, and inadequate, then we have to find scriptures that counteract that lie and memorize them. And the last one is number four, connect. And that's just a practical thing. Connect with people. I know you can't be socially with people, but how about FaceTime? Pick up the phone, send a text. There's many different ways now in the digital age that we can connect. Okay, so overcoming loneliness, recognize it, then the four steps. Number one, recall his presence. Number two, call upon his name. Number three, quote scripture, quote the truth. And number four, connect with people. And hopefully these thoughts will help encourage you live the Catholic life. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Have a great day, everyone. God bless you.